community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
But right now, we're going to have a chat with a young man that we had a chat with last Thursday. It's Pete Searle. Hi, Pete.
Hello.
How are you doing again?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you.
Good. Well, you look okay. I'll tell you, before we actually say what's happened, we'll have a bit of a recap about what you were going to do yesterday.
Yep. So last Thursday when I came in, I spoke about how yesterday morning, Sunday morning, my plan was that I was going to do a 4.5 mile, 7.5 kilometre swim around Brownsea Island.
Swim.
In Pool Harbour in Dorset. Right. Yep, swimming 7.5 kilometres.
Now, it would take me longer to get to Dorset and back than you've done this and done the swim with.
Yeah, it's it's not a short swim. It's not your standard paddle in the swimming pool.
No, it's not at all.
But, yeah, it's, you know, it's always one of those marathon events, but...
Okay, so tell us why again you were doing this.
I was doing this to raise money for Alzheimer's Research UK charity, mainly in honour of my grandmother who passed away in 2007 from Alzheimer's.
Right.
So I wanted to raise as much money as I possibly could to generate funds for the charity so they can work on finding a cure or just prevention of this.
Now, I know you've beaten your original target that you put on there.
I have, yes. My original target when I first set my page up was £500. I'm now on just over £760. I think I'm on 763 at my last count.
Now, I don't think that's enough. I don't think you set your sights high enough, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I maybe should have been a bit more ambitious with that.
I think so.
Yep.
And I think we can achieve the higher amount.
Okay.
So if I set an amount now for, let's say, £2,000.
Okay.
And we're going to put a call. This is a fantastic, really, a fantastic, worthwhile cause.
Absolutely.
Because, recap our conversation last week, the first part of curing something is knowing what causes it. And they don't even really know what causes it.
No, exactly. And we spoke about this on Thursday, the fact that it's such a hard disease to diagnose early, which is when the trials and the tests on the drugs need to take place. So by the time they've actually got a diagnosis in, it's too late to really try anything worthwhile.
Yeah.
And all you can really do is try and slow the process down. So the diagnosis is the first, early diagnosis is the first step, and then working on a sort of prevention of it getting worse, and then eventually working on a cure is really what the charity is all about.
Diagnosis is absolutely really where we want the money spent.
That's the key thing at the moment. That's the first priority, because once that's achieved, everything else will hopefully start to follow on from that.
So we've got the original conversation we had last Thursday. That's on our website, phoenixfm.com. Go to the Drive Time page and you'll see Pete Searle's interview, 10th of the 7th, 14, on there. It's the top one at the moment. This is also going to go on there. And we'll put two links to your Just Giving page.
Okay, perfect.
We're going to see if we can get you to £2,000.
That'd be wonderful.
Be absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely brilliant. That would be beyond any dreams.
Now, I noticed the medal you've got around your neck.
What's wearing my medal.
You are.
How did you
look,
notice
look
that?
Look at
it. Casually strolled.
It's like a dinner plate. Look at it.
Yeah, it was. They put it on as soon as I got out of the water. They put it around my neck when all I wanted to do was just lie down somewhere.
I can imagine.
And they're like, "Oh, wait here and have a photo with your medal." And I was like, "Okay,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, just get me a drink and let me lay down for a while."
All I wanted.
How long did it actually take you?
Well, I did it in 2 hours and 7 minutes.
That's really good.
Which was my target was 2.5 hours, and my absolute best guess or best case scenario was 2 hours 15. So I have no idea where those extra 8 minutes came from, but I managed to do it in 2 hours 7 minutes.
Good.
So I was absolutely charged. As soon as I sort of crossed the finish line, I looked at my watch and I thought that the salt water had gone to my head and I was seeing things.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that was my time. So I think I placed 188th out of 300 overall.
That's all right.
Yeah, I wasn't really going about. I didn't even mind if I came last. I really.
Well, no, you just want to do
I
it, don't you? Just raise
it.
The money.
But yeah, it was tough.
I can imagine.
The first half was against the tide.
Oh.
So I was really struggling. I think everyone was afterwards saying how difficult it really was.
Yeah.
So the first half was very slow, against the tide, crashing over your head. It was really difficult.
No, that's not good.
And I did get to points where I was thinking, I don't think I'm going to finish this one.
Yeah.
But then as soon as you got around the other side of the island, the tide was with you.
Yeah.
And it was like you were flying. It was glorious. It was wonderful.
So did you ever reach that? You hear of runners saying, marathon runners saying, I hit the wall. Did you ever reach that point where you went, that's it, I've got to stop now?
It was an almost a literal wall of water because the waves were crashing over you.
Yeah.
And obviously with swimming, you need to tilt your head to the side to breathe.
Yeah.
And when you were doing that and there's a wave going over you,
that's not good.
You're missing your breath.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get any momentum going and I was getting cramp and my shoulders were burning.
Yeah.
So at that point, I was thinking, this is not going well.
Yeah.
But like I say, I got to the halfway stage in about an hour and 25 minutes.
Right.
And then as soon as I turned around the other side of the island,
you just flew.
It was lovely. It was such a nice swim after that.
Did you have the jelly legs when you got out?
Not
because they
really.
Sometimes they shatter, don't they?
They do. I had to stop using my legs as much because I was starting to get cramp, and right. I did get cramp quite a lot. So I knew that if I started to feel a bit of cramp, I would. You know, if I carried on using my legs as much as I was, then I'd be in trouble. So I had to calm them down, which is why my shoulders are hurting probably slightly more today because it was my arms just pulling me through the water. But my favourite bit actually was that whilst doing the second half, I did see someone fair way in the distance and I thought, right, I am going to catch him up. And I did, and I
really
caught
did
him
you?
Up all the way. That was my sort of locked in target.
Oh
and
my word!
I chased him down, and then we had a bit of a neck and neck race towards the finish line. But
and
I
so
managed to take him on the line.
You punched him. I got him out of the way.
Yeah, anything goes in open water. I mean, I think even before the start of the race, I'd had a kick to the face. So,
oh really?
Yeah.
Word.
The start is a melee because you've got 300 people starting the race at exactly the. So it can be a bit
I could imagine.
Brutal, and I forgot the tips that I picked up the year before, which is using your hands to prevent people kicking you in the face. So
taking a sword with you and
shield,
that sort of thing.
Weapons generally not allowed, but
oh, really?
If you can get away with it, why not?
It's all over loose.
Absolutely.
Well, Pete, we're going to try and get you to £2,000. You've reached
really
£760, you say. Let's see if we can get you to £2,000. Come on. Go on to phoenixfm.com right now. Have a look at Pete Searle's interview, 10th of the 7th, 14. If you click that, it'll have these Just Giving page underneath. Click that, it takes you away right the way through to the Just Giving page. And you can. I mean, we're not looking for hundreds out of each person. £5 a person. Let's get them all on there now and get £5 for this really, really fantastic, worthwhile cause. Well, Pete, we wish you all the very best for the future.
Thanks very much.
I'm going to take a picture of you and your medal in a second.
Excellent.
And we're going to put that on the website.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.